Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we are warming up. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To the glory of God, we are sharing the word of God today, titled, Jericho War Must Fall. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. When God said his words, it will not return unto him void. It will accomplish. And I want you to say that to yourself, that Father, the word that you are sending today to my life, let it not return unto you void. Let it accomplish all that you have purpose. That, Lord, your word will be fruitful, Lord, in my life and in this assembly, in the name of Jesus. Most High God, great and mighty God you are. We are in your presence this morning, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have no power of our own, but we look unto you. Lord, we thank you for Jesus Palace people. We thank you, O God, for every soul that is present before you even this morning. We are royal people. We are priesthood. We are Jesus' partners. We ask, O God, that you would do a new thing in our midst this morning. That you would do a new thing in our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray that no weapon formed against the church shall prosper, Lord. No weapon formed against any of us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We decree that when the enemy come against us like a flood, oh God, you will raise a standard against them. In the name of Jesus. We decree this morning, Lord, that no sickness, no diseases will come near us. Our lives are soaked in the blood of Jesus. The life of all our loved ones all over the world are soaked in the blood of Jesus. Lord, you gave your word so many years ago. You say a time is coming that you are going to put a difference between those that are serving you and those that are not serving you. And it was not a coincidence, oh God. When your servant Enoch Adejare Adeboye proclaimed and pronounced that word again this very year, that the Lord will mark those that are serving him. Father, we pray for your mercy this morning. That every soul under the sound of my voice right now is marked by the blood of Jesus. No disease. No incurable disease or sicknesses shall come near us. It will not be our portion. It will not come near our loved ones. We sanitize our life with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. This is the month of March, the third month of the year. Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, manifest yourself in our midst this morning. And give us victory again today to the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Like I said, the title of the message of today is Jericho War Must Fall. Amen. And our focus is going to be on family. Our individual families and the family of God. The Church of God, Jesus Palace. And by extension, Jesus Palace is going to be used as a point of contact to the body of Christ all over the world. Hallelujah. I want us to open our Bible to Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. And I will just read verse 1. Joshua chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the other side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit. spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Like I said, Jericho wall must fall. But before the wall of Jericho fell, in chapter 6, this is what happened in chapter 5. All the kings of the Amorites, so it's not just one king. All the kings of the Canaanites, so it's not just one king. There were many kings and places they had of the wonders that the Lord has been doing in the life of the Israelites, especially that the Lord dried up the water, Jordan, and they were able to cross. Maybe initially they were hearing about the different things that the Lord has been doing, how he parted the Red Sea, how the Egyptians were drowned in the Red Sea, and how they ate manna in the wilderness, and all of that. And they were not budging because they, there's River Jordan there. Even though they have crossed the Red Sea, this Jordan, they will not be able to. I don't know. But when they heard that River Jordan dried up and the children of God has crossed to the other side, there was no spirit left in them. Amen. Their heart melted. No life. I don't know if you have experienced that before. Maybe when like something that is really, really like scary happened. And you are like, their spirit sank within them. There was no strength left in them. Let's go to verse 6. I may not be reading all the scripture because of our time. God instructed Joshua to circumcise the people. And that's in verse 6 of that same chapter, chapter 5. And I was, as I read this place, I was pondering. I said, initially God has made this covenant that these people are going to be his people and that he's going to be their God. And he has instructed Moses to circumcise these people. And they were circumcised already about 40 years ago. Why would God ask for a second time circumcision? And I was there and I was wondering. Because the people did not obey God. The people that came out of Egypt, even though they were under hard labor, they were being used as slaves. You know, we were talking about servants this morning. Servants are even paid. Slaves, no pay, no wages. They just labor. They beat them. They kill them. They don't take care of them when they are sick. That's the portion of the slaves. But God, they cried to God. After 430 years, God sent a deliverer. Moses came. They saw all those wonders, yet they were in the wilderness. They did not believe God. And the Bible recorded in that same chapter 5 that they wandered for 40 years in wilderness until they all died. Just because they did not believe. This morning we are here in the presence of God. Do you believe God? How many wonders has God performed in your life? How many times have you called on the Lord and he rescued you? Has the Lord at any time show forth for you at all regarding your lives, your home, your children, your parents, your job? Has the Lord be faithful in any way? God called for a second circumcision of the heart this morning. Let your heart be circumcised this morning. Change your heart, change your mind. You can change your country, move from any country to another country. You can change your church, move from one church to another church. If you do not change your mind, your situation may not change. There is a need for a circumcision of the heart. There is a need for a circumcision of the mind. There is a need for transformation of the mind and renewal of mind for God to be able to launch you into your Jericho. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, the Israelites, the children of those older ones that already died. You know, when I was reading this thing, something was coming to my mind. This is me thinking, not the Lord saying. I have to make that clear. I was looking at herself as a generation coming to Canada. And God, all, you know, continually is beckoning unto us to believe him for a plan, for an agenda that he has for us. Do we believe? Do we trust him that we are not just here for economy, reassurance, or turnaround, for dollar and the physical alone? So have we sat down and think that we're not just here just for now, just for today? No, we're not just here for today. The promises, the covenant of the Lord is not just for today. It's a generational thing. And we need to ask that the Lord open the heart of our understanding so that we will not sell our today for tomorrow. Amen? In verse 8 of that same chapter, their children obey. They obey God. And this is my prayer this morning. We will not die. I say we will not die. We shall live. We will enter the land and we will possess it. In the name of Jesus. And when I say the land, in quotes, your own land might be different from my own land. Because everybody is here for a purpose. Hallelujah. Their children obey. They obey the Lord. They surrender themselves to be circumcised. You can imagine that. And I went and researched about circumcision in those days. And even in the present generation, when an adult is circumcised, it takes at least 3 to 4 weeks for them to heal up. 3 to 4 weeks if adults are circumcised. Babies, 7 to 10 days. You can imagine when adults are asked to come and surrender themselves, submit themselves to be circumcised. That is not a small thing. I was just thinking about it as I was studying. I said, I can imagine some faces. By the time they see the knife, they are off. I'm out of here. Praise the Lord. We might not see the physical life today, but the Lord asked us to surrender unto him. And it is so hard today. We have so much that we want to use our time for to do. We have places, we have things that we want to do that takes us away, whether in our homes or in our wherever we are. Our meditation in the morning, it's not the Lord most of the time. We are thinking about the day agenda. As we are sleeping, our head is occupied by our agenda. The next thing to occupy, the next thing to take, the next thing to take. If the Lord does not give, you cannot get. Bible says that all blessings come from him. If he doesn't, it's a promotion, does not come from the east, it does not come from the west, it comes from the Lord. And this is my testimony, personal testimony. Since I gave my life to Christ, the Bible says in Psalm 37, it says, delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you your heart desire. Delighting yourself in the Lord should be your priority. But it's so hard in this environment. There are movies to watch. There are pleasures to catch. There are places to go to. To surrender and be in quietness. When God says, can you be quiet for this weekend? Can you be quiet for 1 hour? Can you be quiet for 20 minutes? Just in my presence. It's so hard. We're thinking about the next call, or who is calling, or who is chatting, or who is sending messages. They surrender. The youth, the young ones, and I'm addressing the youth today. Make the Lord your priority. And I am telling you of a surety, sky is not even your limit. Nothing can limit you because you have been lifted far above principalities, powers, to be seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's where you are. So sky is not even a limit. Nothing can limit you. My life is a testimony. I gave my life to Christ when I was 19 years old. I left my village when I was 18 years old. I was going to a place that I do not know. I carry my bag. When you're talking about bag, it's not actually like the boxes or the traveling stuff that we use here. It can be ordinary carrier bags. I carried my bag. I said, I am leaving this village. I don't belong here. Because my father kept telling me, you do not belong here. You are going somewhere. And to the glory of God, I gave my life to Christ when I was 19 years old. And ever since that day, talk of any blessing. Before I ask, before I think, before I even make effort, the Lord will speak, I have said to you. It's only God that can say to you. The youth, they obey. They surrender themselves to be circumcised. Youth. And if you are under 75 here, like our father in the Lord normally say, if you are under 75, you are a youth in this place today. Give your heart to Christ. Let him circumcise your heart again. Take away stubbornness. Take away hardness of heart. Stop resisting the presence and the power of God. And you will see him move on your behalf. And they were there, and they remained there until they were whole. When God is circumcising your heart, it's not an easy thing. You have to be in pain. But nobody wants to be in pain today. Everybody has the wisdom to tell God what God should not tell them. And what God should tell them. Where they should go, where they should not go. God has no control. The moment they hear the word, I prick their heart. Oh, I am out of here. Who cares? God cares. God loves everyone. God wants everyone to be saved, but he's not forcing anybody. You stay with God, you stay with God. It's for your benefit. It's for your gain. You leave God, you're your own. Does not remove anything from God. If Jesus Christ does not exist today, he does not remove anything from God. But have you made up your mind that you are for God and God alone? After they circumcised them and they remained in the place of wholeness, God spoke. If the circumcision does not take place, the hearing here cannot hear. The spirit saying, God said, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egyptians. Every reproach in your life, in my life today, is rolled away. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Whatever that reproach is, it is rolled away. Amen. It is removed. Amen. Believe the word of God. That is the word of the Lord for you. And it is for somebody. Hallelujah. The captain of the Lord's host, the God of angel army, came into their midst because they were circumcised. The presence of God is, when you surrender to God, God comes to you. When you lift your hands, God lifts you up. There shall be a lifting for someone. And that person is me. That person is me. In Jesus' name. Let's go to chapter 6 of Joshua chapter 6. We are going to read verses 1 and 2, and we progress thereafter. Joshua 6, verses 1 and 2. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thy hand Jericho, the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What did the Lord say? What did he say unto Joshua? Who gave? God. God. I have given you. Your Jericho is not in your hands. It's in the hands of the Lord. And it's only him that can give it to you. If he does not give it, you can use the rest of your life chasing it. Amen? Brethren, it takes 3 generations to forget God. lot of time we say, oh, my parents, my grandparents, they were not this, they were not that, they were not this. Some grandparents are great. Some did great, some did less. But at least they deliver something. I'm grateful to my mother that she did not abort me. Even if that is all she did for me, I forever love her and cherish her. She carried me 9 months. That's not a joke. She did a lot already. But a lot of time, we look at ourselves as if, oh, you know, I should have been this, I should have been that. Yeah. You might not be able to change the history of what your ancestors were supposed to do or what they were not able to do. But you can be the ancestor of your children. Ancestor of holiness and greatness. Are you ready to be that? That is what Jericho Wall is all about. Amen? You can be the ancestor to your descendants that they will be referring to if Jesus tarry. That you gave them holiness. You prepare the ground for righteousness. You sow greatness by the power of God that is inside of you right now. It's there already. Hallelujah. It can be the beginning of a new story. Hallelujah. The wall of Jericho will come down today. It is today. In the name of Jesus Christ. What is the meaning of Jericho? When I was searching, what is the meaning of Jericho? In verse 1, it says, and now Jericho was straightly shut up. What is the meaning of Jericho? Jericho means palm tree. Warm, beautiful, fresh, full of fragrance, moonlight, beautiful, radiant, gateway, center of worship. When you are talking about gateways, you know, entrance. Hallelujah. What is the meaning of the wall? Or what does a wall signify? Wall can be an obstacle, a barrier to a promised life, block from the promise. No wonder the president of the great nation, United States of America, wanted to build a wall. He wanted to barricade something. He wanted to hinder an entrance. So people don't just build wall. There is a reason. And I want to tell you, and I'm talking by the Spirit of the Lord, there are walls in this land. There are gates. There are barriers that are strategically, carefully, demonically knitted so that there would not be an entrance. But such walls, they are coming down. Every wall that is built against the gospel, they are coming down. Every wall that is built, everything that are put together against the church, they are coming down. Everything that is structurally, you know, strategically, demonically positioned so that you will not get an entrance, they are coming down. This morning in the name of Jesus. When you say something is straightly, it's not straight, it's straightly. I went and checked the meaning. Shut up. You know, not. Like, the shutting up has a very narrow passage that you struggle like a camel through a needle hole to go through. That's how the war was shut up. Militarily speaking, it's not just one war. Two thick war. You know, Pastor was describing it for us last week. You can build a house on the wall. Like it's wide and high. But no matter how high and wide, no matter how deep the foundation of every wall that is rooted against us in this nation, they are coming down. Every wall that is put in place against God, because you cannot war God, you cannot barricade God. He is the owner, the Lord of hosts. You know, when I was doing the study, I went back to chapter 5. I said, no wonder that the Lord of hosts himself came down. To meet Joshua. Even Joshua couldn't recognize. He saw an angel. He was like, oh, who are you for? Say, I'm for you. The Lord is for you. Amen. The Lord is for you. Amen. The Lord is for me. The Lord is for us. If the Lord be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. No power. No law. No demon. They will bow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Militarily speaking, those words were impenetrable. You can't go through. You can't go through. And this is a promised land for the children of God. These people, the people of Jericho, that their hearts were melting and they were sinking, they are abominable people. People that have turned their back against God. They have made up their mind that no matter what God is doing, they are not interested. They burn their children for sacrifices. You can imagine that. Abominable things. They do not recognize God and they don't want to recognize God. And the Bible recorded that they are cursed. We're going to go into that and what Jericho is all about. And we taking our Jericho by the grace of God next week. We cannot finish it today. We have A and B of it. And I don't want to rush it. That's why I'm taking my time. Because I want us to understand where we are. The spirit of the city of Calgary is the spirit of strife. Spiritually. So when you see strife all over the place, you need to do your spiritual mapping of where you live. And exempt yourself. And that is why you need to be a woman, a man connected to God. So that you can discern. Before you know what is happening, things that are not supposed to generate strife. People are striving over nothing. Because they are under influence. Jesus Palace people, we are exempted. Amen. We are people of peace. In the name of Jesus. There are a lot of things that the Lord has promised in this land. He promised salvation of soul for the men of this land. But the land is strictly shut up. That is so difficult to pass through. But the Lord will pass through. He will reach their soul. He will reach their heart. He will bring them to himself. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord will use you. He will use me. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is strictly shut away from your life and they will glorify God today, you will possess them. In the name of Jesus Christ. By grace and mercy, you will possess them. In the name of Jesus. In verse 3, the Lord commanded. He made an instruction. Are you easily instructed? God said, I will heal you. You say, but I know what the medical report says. The Lord said, I will bless you. You say, I know what my back account is saying and my salary. Oh, I want to tell you this morning. Brethren, it is not by power. It is not by might. And that is not a statement to encourage laziness. No. Our God cannot contradict himself. You have faith in him. Your faith will work with something. It's not a magician. So that is not what we are saying. Oh, that you just sit down at home and, you know, be wishing money in my account. That's not what we are talking about. But the Lord will bless you. And what God blesses, he has his own way of doing it. If heaven is open, and you are not open to heaven, how will the blessing come? So, that is why God is not a magician. That is why you have faith with work. Heaven is open. God is doing his own thing. Your life, is it open? If your life is not open, if heaven is open, you are not part of, you just see left, right, and center, everybody is being blessed because their life is open to God. So, there is a need for you to open up your heart and your life by your faith. In verse 3, he gave them the command. He said, compass the city. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, compass the city. Circle around the city. And this is in the realm of the spirit. In the realm of the spirit, circle, compass the city. And march around the city 6 times. Once a day. One time a day. One time a day. What is that telling us? There is blessing in faithfulness. You just go around a city one day and go back to your house. It's very monotonous. Very insignificant. It doesn't make sense. Things that God has us to do does not make sense. Give me 1 hour of your time. Study the word. And so what? Is it the word that will give me the job? I need to search on the internet, I beg. You know, it doesn't make sense. You do God's part, then God will do his own part. I mean, you do your own part, and God will do his own part. But if you don't do your own part, how would the instruction come? They compass the city the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day. Even as I was reading it, I would pause. I said, oh my goodness. Some people, I can imagine if I was there, maybe I would be rolling my eyes. Like, what's this guy doing? Nobody knows what this pastor is doing. Oh, whoever. I don't know what they call them that in those days. What, this Joshua of a man, what does he think he's doing? Does it really make sense? In this present day, with all these men of war, with all these weapons, excuse us. Let's put strategy into place. I want to tell you, God is an awesome God. His ways are not our ways. When you are repeating, oh, it's like, oh, you just go to church, you are doing everything, nothing is happening. I am telling you, there is a movement in the realm of the spirit. And things are gathering. Just remain faithful. Keep on honoring God with your life. He will come through. I have a testimony that time will not permit me to share today. By the grace of God, if God allows it, I will share it next week. It's up to now, I am still days like, God, life is not about the brave, the wise, the smarter, or the smartest. It's about God that gives instruction. And where you follow it, you have your breakthrough. Hallelujah. I was like, people will be wondering, well, where is common sense in all of this? All these soldiers are here. Let us go to war. And they will have been killed. How many of us have been injured? How many of us have been wounded? Because we want to fight in our own strength. Let us give it to God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, talking about grace of God. It's not by power. It's by the same faith that you use in getting the salvation. Because salvation is for the whole world. Jesus died for the whole world. But is it everybody that is saved? No. You need that same faith to possess your possession, to bring down your wall, to destroy their costings. In verse 3, and it says, no, let's go to verse 5. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. How can you be shouting? This massive war, you want to shout? Are you out of your mind? You know, people will be like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Are you thinking right? Or did you sleep well? Is everything okay with you? Such an instruction does not make sense. This week, the Lord will encourage you to have some quiet time with him. Even if it's 5 minutes on a daily basis, even if it's 20 minutes, no matter how small or little, just be quiet before the Lord and say, Lord, I am here to come and surrender. As I am surrendering to you, I am surrendering every wall of Jericho. It is not the shout or just the whatever thing that they did. God was just testing their obedience. Are you able to obey the Lord? Will you obey the Lord? When he said, hold your peace, He said they should not talk. How can you be going around a whole city without talking?
Especially like people like me. Praise the Lord. I said, hey, God help us. Don't talk. Don't say, just be dumb. Zip it. And they were able to do that.
Quietness before the Lord this week. Go in your room. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Quiet. I said, Lord, I have come to surrender. I truly want to know you. I don't want to play church. It's not about church. Rapture can happen as we are talking right now. Will you go? Will you make it? That is our ultimate Jericho. The place of palm tree. The place of warmth. The place of moonlight. The place of fragrance. If rapture happens, are you going to make it? It's not about pastor. It's not about pastor's wife. Pastor's wife. Amen. It's not about the choir leader. It's not about the children's church. It's about your soul. Give him your soul. Give him your life this week. Give him your presence. A lot of people, they say, this and that. God is not looking for the men of war. He's looking for people that are available. Are you available for God's use? You need to surrender. He will take care of you. Then he will take care of your children. He will take care of your next generation. He will take care of the world around you. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to pray. I say, Father, you bless faithfulness, loyalty. I surrender my life again unto you. Lord, help me to be faithful. In the little, let me be constant. Let me be loyal to you, to your cause. The Bible says that if we say we love God and we cannot love our brother that we can see, how is the love of God in our heart? If we say we love the body of Christ and we are not in church, not because we are demanding, you know, there is a demand for us to, that we just sit comfortably. We are not moved, we are ignoring the presence of God. Let us ask God that we repent today, Lord. I will make myself available in my house, at my workplace, in the church. I will be your servant.